Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
Hey, would you open your Bible to the book of John? Man, let's get right in the word today. The book of John, this is what's going to change your life here. You've got seed in the ground now, you text to give, you gave online. And you know what? So now what we're going to do is we're going to hydrate that seed, but it's going to come back to you. Listen, some 30, some 60, some 100 fold. Listen to John 15, 7. And John, see, the idea, the reason I'm harping on this, it's not a fundraising ploy. It's really how you're going to get through this. You're going to give your way through this. Man, you're going to be encouraged. You're going to cheerfully give. Man, if you're cheerfully giving, you can't be depressed. And let me tell you, man, you switch the feed on your phone or on your television right now, you can find bad news really not far away. And that's where the Bible says, don't look to the left or the right, but keep your eyes stayed upon Him. Man, God's promise, where your hope and your help comes from. In John 15, 7, Jesus says this, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Just stop right there. Just freeze that on the screen. If when you ask, whatever you desire, when you ask, it'll be done to you. Man, that's what God does in our lives. But listen, there's conditions upon that. In verse 8, it says, by this my Father's glorified. You want to glorify God? It's real easy. It's real easy. There's two simple steps that you bear much fruit. Man, no matter what the crisis is, no matter what the conditions are, so that you'll be my disciples. See, here's the disciplines that come with that blessed life. Think about how simple and easy it is to live in a place of incredible blessing. See, there's a simple equation. And that equation is this, that we abide in Jesus. Jesus was God's word. Jesus is God's promise. Jesus is the Word made flesh, and He came and lived among us. Now He lives in us. See, so that we abide in Jesus. And number two, His words abide in us. See, so now it's covered. See, now the His words abide in us. We don't live in the message of the world. See, we don't live in it. We're not of it. See, I'm not living out the message of the world. I'm not living out the fear and the worry that the world is pumping at us right now. I'm not living in that. Not at all. Man, I shut that off. I'm careful about how much I allow of that to come into my life. Man, there's the promise is what I want. So that's what I want to feed into my life. See, we don't live in the message of the world. So now listen. What do we do when darkness seems to creep into our life then? See, if we determine I'm not going to be of this world, I'm not going to let it dictate my thoughts, my sleep, any of it, my emotions. So when it begins to creep and seep into our life, see, we go to Psalm 119, 130. And it says, the entrance of your words gives light. And it gives understanding to the simple. See, we allow His word to come into play in our lives, to be active in our lives. You know what? It brings light. And what does light do? It dispels darkness. What is the pandemic? It's darkness. Man, it's impending doom. Man, they're realizing, wait a second. The numbers aren't as great as we thought they were going to be a couple weeks ago. Man, maybe, yeah, I believe that social distancing, I believe washing your hands, all that stuff has an effect. But you know what else has an effect? People praying. People believe in God. People taking a stand of faith. Man, we're praying for our president. We're praying for our governor. We're praying for our mayor. And you know what? I choose to stand with them through this time. Man, the Bible says this, the heart of the king is in the hand of God. Pray for those who are in authority over you. Man, pray for your president. Pray for your governor. Pray for your mayor. Pray for your pastor. Man, pray the light of God's word overcomes darkness that's trying to prevail in our lives. See, whatever, are you going to submit to the light or submit to darkness? That's what's going to prevail in your life. See, that's what's going to prevail in your home. Man, if you think about it, man, just having that on in your home, think about what it's doing to your child or your teenager. Man, the things they're having to deal with. Man, the opportunity now is for you to take the lead in your home. The opportunity now is for you to get out in front of all the news that the world's throwing at us. See, as Christians, as free people, we overcome the world's crisis. In this world, you're going to have tribulation. That's what Jesus said. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. He just didn't take care of the tribulation. He overcame the world. See, you look at it, that overcoming nature, that resurrection power that's on the inside of me now, overcomes the world, overcomes the crisis. In Romans, the 16th chapter and the 17th verse, Paul writes and says, listen, now I urge you, brethren. Now listen, note those who cause divisions and offenses. But listen to this next phrase, contrary to the doctrine which you've learned. He says this, note those and avoid them. See, the things that you hear and the things that you see and the news that's bombarding your life doesn't line up with the doctrine of your heart. I believe God's the healer. I believe God's a redeemer. I believe God's a provider. I believe God withholds no good thing to those who walk uprightly. I believe that the God who started the work in you is faithful to complete it unto the day of Christ Jesus. For those who are such, don't serve our Lord Jesus Christ, that are contrary to the doctrine, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all. See, this is the place we want to be. Therefore, I'm glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. See, this is the key. Man, wise to what's good, wise to God's word, and simple to all the news that the world's trying to shove down your throat. And the God of peace will crush Satan, now listen, under your feet shortly. See, we get the victory. See, God, he does it and gives it to us. And the God of peace, the God of prosperity, will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, let me just tell you, his unmerited, the favor of God that's come into your life, be on you, amen. Be with you, be about your life. See, the idea that, how are we gonna get through this? Man, do you understand? God's not wondering how we're gonna get through this. Man, the season that we're in right now that has an end date to it, I'm just telling you, we are gonna outlast this virus. The churches, your businesses, your marriages, your children are. See, the opportunity you have to educate your children because they're quarantined in your home. I'm telling you, man, all the influences that are in your kids' lives, that you get to be that influence now. I mean, it's an amazing opportunity. In John 4:31, in the meantime, his disciples urge him, saying, Rabbi, you gotta eat, man. You gotta be hungry. They were hungry. So they're hoping he was hungry too, because there'd be food in the plan. But he said to them, I have food to eat, which you don't know, that you don't know of. I have food that you're not aware of. And they're like, Where'd you get? They're looking at each other, saying, "Man, did you get him some food? You Bogarting food with me? You got him to food, but you're not getting. How about a little food for me too?" And they said, therefore, the disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him anything to eat?" And Jesus said to them, my food, listen, this is huge. My food is to do the will of he who sent me and to finish his work. See, I believe this is a time God's given us to finish some things that we started in our lives. The next verse says, don't you say there's still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields. They're already white unto harvest. They're already overripe. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. See, that's the connectivity of church. That's the connectivity of the community that God's given us. Man, the strength of this church is being displayed right now. I mean, so many people, the stand that people are taking, the encouragement that's going out from this church, it's just amazing. For in this, the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. And the idea of that is, he said, I sent you to reap that for which you've not labored. Others labored and you've entered into their labors. See, that's the connectivity. That's what God's given us. But see, we look at this passage and we think, man, wait a second. Lift up your head, open your eyes, look at the fields. They're ready to harvest. But see, you know what? I think that what the news of the world does is it draws our gaze and it draws our heads down. Man, we're looking down and it's like, man, I just can't see it, man. God, I'm telling you by the Spirit of God, God's here in your life right now, speaking to you directly to lift your head and open your eyes and look at the fields. Man, your life, there's a tremendous opportunity for you right here and right now to be the overcomer that God's called you to be. Let me tell you overcome through the time of this quarantine, you're going to be able to overcome financially. You're going to be able to overcome emotionally. You're going to be able to overcome physically. See, that's the opportunity that we have right now. I mean, what God's done is God has slowed. You know, it's the Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Man, the guys that are great high school players and then are great college players. But you know what? What happens when they become professional players is to be great at that position in the NFL, man, the game's got to slow down in front of you. Man, that's what all those guys, Joe Montana, he'd say, man, the game just slowed down for me. And you know what? That's what's happening in life right now. He's just slowed everything down for us. Now it's real easy. Oh, wait a second. Life's so simple. There's light and there's dark. There's good and evil. God, you're going to make the good simple for me to understand, and I'm not caring much about the evil right now. I'm not paying a lot of attention to the evil that's in the world right now. See, the place that God has for us, listen, it's good and not evil to give us a future and a hope. That's where we keep our mind. Man, the Bible's real clear. Keep your mind stayed upon him. Man, keep it. Man, hide his word in the midst of your heart. Keep it on the tip of your tongue. Man, I caught myself today just muttering these words. My God's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or think, according to the power that works in me. There's a power that works in you. Man, understand that. There's a power that works in you. Man, realize that today so that you can understand it, so that you can put yourself in that position that, wait a second, man, what's in me is greater than what's in the world. This isn't the end of things for you. You know, I hear the comments about normal and new normal and we're not going back to normal. Man, I'm changing the narrative for my life. And you know what it is? My life's elevated. My life's elevated because God's hands on my life and he'll never take it off my life. My life's elevated because there's an open heaven above my life. Because I haven't just committed to the tithe as principle, I've committed to the tithe as covenant in my life. See, The word isn't about principles, and the word isn't about patterns of success. The word is about Jesus. Please understand that. Please understand that Jesus was God's tithe to mankind. Please understand that that everything boils down, everything funnels to Jesus, to Christ and Him crucified. Man, let's let the politicians do what they do. Let's let the policemen, let's let everybody else do what they do. But let's do what we do. What we're built for is overcoming. And you know what I believe? I believe that we could be examples. I believe that we could be the pattern that the world needs. Oh, that's how you overcome. What do? You repent. You change how you think. To change how you think, you got to change the input that's coming into your life. You've got to give your life to Jesus. You got to sell out. You got to dive in. Man, you can't just dip your toe in it. You can't just swirl your finger in there and think, well, I got a little wet. No, you know what? You got to dive in and stay there. Immerse yourself in Jesus. And then you've got to receive the Holy Spirit. And God gives us heaven without measure through the governor of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And you know what who the Holy Spirit is in our life? You know what He sets? He sets the language and He sets the customs of our lives. That's why when you give your life to Jesus and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, man, there's things that it's like, wait a second, this doesn't jive with what's on the inside of me. This is not who I am anymore. I'm a new creation in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's the power of God. That's the reconciliation the redemption that God's done in our lives, where He's redeemed us from our past. He's redeemed us from the ills and the sin and the wrong of our life. And you know what He's done? He set us where we're high and lifted up. We're seated in heavenly places with Christ. I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. I don't just want to pray just because it's a formality to close my part of this service. I want to pray because it'll change the atmosphere of your life, the atmosphere of your family, the atmosphere of your home. God, I thank You right now in the name of Jesus. God, Your word promises, and I'm reminding you of Your word, God. And God, we're putting a demand on that promise that no evil shall befall us, nor any plague come near us. God, I thank You just as the Passover for the Israelites in Egypt, that this passes by people's homes in Jesus' name. God, I even pray right now for people that have contracted this virus, that have tested positive for it, or maybe just have the symptoms for it. God, it won't befall them in Jesus' name. God, what the enemy's meant for bad, You turn it to good. In Jesus' name. Now, God, I thank You that the B side of that blessing in my heart is everything I put my hand to prospers. Yet no weapon formed against me ever will. God, I truly put my hand to Your gospel into my life. God, I want all of You that I can get. Say this with me, will you? Father God, I give You my life. I give You my home. I give You my vocation. I give You my resources. I give You my future. God, I thank You right now that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. I trust You, God. I put all my trust in Jesus. God, I thank You. My life will never be the same because Your hands are my life, God. God, I've been made new. My sin's forgiven. My present is blessed. And my future is set. God, I thank You for elevation in my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me tell you what goes with that prayer. Heaven, never hell. And how Jesus prayed was, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom's come, Your will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Is there anybody in your life you need to forgive? Do it. Forgive them. You know how you do? You make a decision in your heart and you confess with your mouth. You say, God, I forgive him. God, I forgive her. And then take a step away from it and don't turn around and pick it up again. That's as simple as it is. You might say, yeah, but man, it's hard for me to forgive him. I don't trust him. No. Forgiveness and trust are two different things. Trust is built. Forgiveness is given. Just give it. And when you stand praying, forgive. No matter what. And you'll have whatever you say. See, the power of God's word is present in your life right now.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.